The design of Lil Flo, an affordable socially assistive robot for telepresence rehabilitation. Michael J. Sobrepera 1, 2, Michelle J. Johnson 1, 3, 1, University of Pennsylvania, 2, Department of Mechanical Engineering, 3, Department of Rehabilitation Medicine. Introduction. Cerebral palsy, CP, occurs in 2 to 3 per every 1,000 live births, making it the most common motor disorder in young children. 1. There is no cure for CP, however, disciplined therapy can improve outcomes. There is currently a shortage of therapists available to treat CP, a lack of objective measures for the upper extremities, UEX, to evaluate progress of patients, a mismatch of location between therapists and their patients, and high costs associated with therapy. In many ways, CP is a good representation of many classes of disorders which impair the UEX. To begin to address the need for an affordable quantitative diagnostic tool in pediatric rehabilitation which can be used both in person and remotely, the UPenn Rehab Robotics Lab is developing a low-cost socially assistive robot, SAR, 2, LilFlo, to aid in remote, semi-autonomous, and fully autonomous assessment and treatment of upper extremity impaired pediatric patients. The robot will include a humanoid form seated on a mobile base, figure 1, which can engage with children in low force contact, acting as a companion to the patient. It will be able to interact with patients and demonstrate activities to facilitate assessment via telepresence-based remote control. For example, patients could be asked to play a game of Simon Says with the robot or touch various targets on the robot. The system will analyze patient behavior to determine the level of function of the patient and appropriate treatment paths forward. As a final gold standard, we envision a robot which could naturally play with patients as an avenue for diagnostics and therapy. There has been previous work in this space, most notably by the now therapist, formerly therapist, Ursus, Project 3-5, and the RACCP Fund Project 6-7. We have also explored the use of SARS in the elder care space using our Flo robot, Figure 1-8. A critical component of this project will be a perception system which can evaluate patient UEX function. The perception system will deliver information to the clinician which they cannot receive via their senses due to the barrier of telepresence. For example, the range of motion of the patient's joints, the maximum velocities of the joints, the emotional state of the patient, and a set of overarching diagnostic scores. It will also be useful in both non-remote and remote interactions, to deliver objective measures which can be difficult to obtain via traditional means, making it useful beyond strictly robotic applications. As a purely observational system, the robot and perception system together will hopefully help to improve information transfer in telepresence interactions, which can break down due to the narrow amount of communication which is possible via video and audio alone. This idea is summarized in Figure 2. Hardware design. Although robotic systems exist which could be used to achieve some of our goals, they fail to meet all our design requirements. 1. Low cost for maximum impact. 2. Expressive face for social connectivity. 3. Easily modifiable hardware. 4. Mobile for remote deployments. So, we are designing our own hardware to meet those requirements. We are also interested in showing, especially for telepresence encounters, the benefits of using a humanoid robot form over using a robot with only a screen. This will justify translational work in the telepresence space, allowing the project to have the broadest impact in the shortest possible time. It will be easier to accomplish this with a custom system. We currently have a mobile robot from VGO with a removable Aldebaran Nair robot torso mounted on the robot, which has been used for initial validation work. 8. This platform has been useful for the speed with which we can test with it. However, it fails to demonstrate the true potential of NSAR in this space, due to its high cost. When our low-cost robotic platform is complete, it will replace the now VGO system at an expected cost ratio of 1:5. Both systems can be seen in Figure 1. To help accelerate work on the design of our system, we began with off-the-shelf robotic components. NSA's Bolide robot as the humanoid and an iRobot Create as the base. The Bolide was chosen for its independently controllable motors with digital feedback. We have modified it to have proportions of a young child, extending its limbs significantly. We have also designed and are iterating on a custom head which can display emotions via LED screens. Work is still underway to develop a skin to cover the robot's internals. We decided to make LilFlo approximately half of the height of the original Flo robot. This allowed us to use a low-cost mobile robot without having to worry about the system tipping over. This also makes sense for the target population of children. who will always be seated during robot interactions for safety. Although the iRobot Create was a useful first mobile base, we are currently transitioned to an iClibo Kabuki, which is a more robust, more easily controlled differential drive mobile base. In the long term, we are interested in exploring a holonomic base and whether the additional costs inherent in one are justified by improved patient interactions. Perception system design. Current techniques for evaluating UEX function are inadequate. Measures which are judged by clinicians are subjective, leading to inter- and intra-clinician variability. Further, the cost and availability of high-skilled clinicians prevents all patients from being evaluated sufficiently frequently. Measures based on motion capture, MoCap, systems are high cost, and markers on the skin can lead to non-representative behavior by patients. To enable remote telepresence and autonomous robot interactions with patients, as shown in Figure 2, and to improve the objectivity of the diagnostic space in general, it is necessary to develop computational techniques for analyzing patient function with high repeatability on low-cost hardware. It is known that neurological damage alters UEX motion, making it less smooth, with lower maximum velocities, smaller ranges of motion, etc. 910. We believe that these changes in motion could be detected by a computer vision-based pipeline. The advent of the Microsoft Kinect and related low-cost RGBD sensors led to technology demonstrations capturing subject motion to determine kinematic measures such as velocity and range of motion. 11. And even as grading tools for existing tests such as the SHUEE. 12. Our lab has performed work looking at precision contact measurement of wrist kinematics for diagnostics in adult stroke and CP patients. 13. At the same time, the computer vision community has progressed greatly in recent years. Advents in machine learning, especially deep convolutional neural networks, have enabled recognition of objects to become a low-speed solved problem. More recent novel network architectures such as stacked hourglass networks. 14. Faster RCNN. 15. And part affinity fields. 16. Have made pose estimation from video realizable. Building on this work, progress has been made towards reconstruction 3D joint positions from 2D joint positions. 17-18. These methods rely on models of the human form which are learned to represent the general shape of a person. Widespread adoption of UAVs has also led to further developments in the RGB plus D sensor space, with much of the low-cost side of the market moving to stereo-based designs. We are currently working to develop the pipeline for performing objective evaluations of upper extremity impaired pediatric patients as overviewed in Figure 4. The first step of the pipeline will be to extract 3D time series joint positions, TSJP, from RGB video. In initial testing, we have used part affinity fields, 16, and stacked hourglass networks, 14, to extract the 2D joint locations of subjects doing a series of range of motion activities. We have then leveraged 17 to estimate the full 3D pose of the subject. The results can be seen in Figure 4. Given that our target population's physiology is atypical, we will have to adjust these methods to develop on-the-fly bespoke models of each patient, as opposed to relying on the statistical models of an average person which are currently used. As the project progresses, we will also explore opportunities and challenges for augmenting the RGB pipeline with low-cost depth data, for example from the Intel RealSense line of cameras. In addition to using known kinematic measures of function which can be extracted from TSJP, as we gather more data, we will develop a learned model using machine learning techniques to attempt to classify patients. With the option to use known medical information and the instructed patient activity optimal motion as priors, to perform the necessary computations for the perception system, a small computer, Intel NUC 7i5 bank, has been placed on the robot. It will do the low-cost initial computations to decrease the video size to be processed. For example, segmenting out the subject and performing facial recognition, the selected and compressed video will then be streamed to a server for complete processing in a high-powered compute environment with distributed GPUs. The onboard computer will also be used for eventual navigation tasks as well as voice synthesis and robot control. Conclusion: our hope in working on this project is to address gaps in care by extending the geographic reach of clinicians by using telepresence for rehab, by using a humanoid robot as a social agent for communication to and motivation of patients. We expect to show that care is improved when compared to telepresence on a screen alone. To further augment telepresence interactions, we are developing a perception system which can deliver back to the clinician metrics which they can likely not garner via a video feed alone. We expect that this system will have implications beyond telepresence interactions by allowing for low-cost objective testing of upper extremity function in pediatric patients. In the long term, we hope that these two technologies can be the basis for the development of more autonomous systems which will allow clinicians to focus on the most demanding components of therapy, leaving the more monotonous tasks to robots, enabling lower costs and increased patient interaction time leading to overall improved outcomes. References. 1. Cans, C. 2000. Surveillance of Cerebral Palsy in Europe. A collaboration of cerebral palsy surveys and registers. Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. 42. 12. 816-824. 2. Phil Cipher, D. and Materic, M. J. 2005. June. Defining Socially Assistive Robotics in Rehabilitation Robotics. 2005. ICOR 2005. 9th International Conference on, pages 465-468, IEEE, 3, Caldarida, L., V., Manso, L., J., Bustos, P., Suarez Magillas, C., Fernandez, F., and Bandera, A., 2014, Therapist, Towards an Autonomous Socially Interactive Robot for Motor and Neurorehabilitation Therapies for Children, Journal of Medical Internet Research, 16, 10. e1https://doi.org/10.2196rehab/3151 4. Caldarida, L. V. Bustos, P. Suarez Magillas, C. Fernandez, F. and Bandera, A. 2013. Therapist, Towards an Autonomous Socially Interactive Robot for Motor and Neurorehabilitation Therapies for Children, in Pervasive Computing Technologies for Healthcare. Pervasive Health, 2013 7th International Conference on, pages 374-377, IEEE, 5 Mejias, C., S., Echeverria, C., Nunez, P., Manso, L., Bustos, P., Leal, S., and Parra, C., 2013, Ursus, a robotic assistant for training of children with motor impairments, converging clinical and engineering research on neurorehabilitation. 1, 249-253, 6, Fridin, M., and Belokapitov, M., 2014, Robotics Agent Coacher for CP Motor Function, RACCP Fun, Robotica, 32, 8, 1265-1279, 7, M. Fridin, S., Barheim, M., B., 2011, Robotics Agent Coacher for CP Motor Function, RACCP Fun, Workshop on Robotics for Neurology and Rehabilitation, 8, Wilk, R., and Johnson, M., J., 2014, August, Usability Feedback of Patients and Therapists on a Conceptual Mobile Service Robot for Inpatient and Home-Based Stroke Rehabilitation, in Biomedical Robotics and Biomechatronics, 2014 5th IEEE Ross and IMPS International Conference on, pages 438-443, IEEE, 9, Hogan, N., 1984, An Organizing Principle for a Class of Voluntary Movements, Journal of Neuroscience, 4, 11, 2745-2754, 10, Nelson, W., L., 1983, Physical Principles for Economies of Skilled Movements, Biological Cybernetics, 46, 2, 135-147, 11, Matthew, R., P., Curillo, G., Han, J., J., and Bajksi, R., 2014, September, Calculating Reachable Workspace Volume for Use in Quantitative Medicine, in ECCV Workshops, 3, pages 570-583, 12, Rammer, J., R., Kajak, J., J., Riedel, S., A., and Harris, G., F., 2014, August, Evaluation of Upper Extremity Movement Characteristics During Standardized Pediatric Functional Assessment with a Kinect, Registered Sign, Based Markerless Motion Analysis System, in Engineering and Medicine and Biology Society, EMBC, 2014 36th Annual International Conference of the IEEE, pages 2525-2528, IEEE, 13, Lott, C., and Johnson, M., J., 2016, August, Upper Limb Kinematics of Adults with Cerebral Palsy on Bilateral Functional Tasks, In 2016, IEEE 38th Annual International Conference of the Engineering and Medicine and Biology Society, EMBC, pages 5676, 5679, IEEE, 14 Newell, A, Yang, K, and Dang, J, 2016, October, stacked hourglass networks for human pose estimation, in European Conference on Computer Vision, pages 483-499, Springer International Publishing, 15, Ren, S, He, K, Jershik, R, and Sun, J, 2017, Faster RCNN, towards real-time object detection with region proposal networks, i.e. transactions on pattern analysis and machine intelligence, 39, 6, 1137-1149, 16, CAO, Z, Simon, T, Wei, S, E, and Sheik, Y, 2016, real-time multi-person 2D pose estimation using PART Affinity Fields RZIV preprint RZIV, 1611.08050, 17, Joe, X, Zhu, M, Leonardis, S, Durpinus, K, G, and Aniilidis, K, 2016, sparseness meets deepness, 3D human pose estimation from monocular video, in proceedings of the IEEE Conference on Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition, pages 4966, 4975, 18, Bago, F, Kanazawa, A, Lasner, C, Geller, P, Romero, J, and Black, M, J, 2016, October, Keepit SMPL, Automatic Estimation of 3D Human Pose and Shape from a Single Image, in European Conference on Computer Vision, pages 561-578, Springer International Publishing,